From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia announced a plan to halt 5 years of war in Syria for the two countries also to cooperate in the fight against terror groups within Syria. After marathon negotiations with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, was there.
It creates a real window of opportunity, which all relevant actors in the region and beyond should seize to put the crisis in Syria on a different path and reduce the violence and the suffering of the Syrian people.
De Mistura said he would head to New York now to confer with UN Chief Ban Ki-moon and move forward toward renewed peace talks. Meantime, Foreign Minister Lavrov said he informed the Syrian government about the ceasefire arrangement, and Bashar al-Assad's government is ready to abide by them. UN Security Council strongly condemning North Korea's most recent nuclear test says it will start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
The council must use every tool at its disposal to change North Korea's calculus. We know that divisions on the council only embolden the DPRK to further provocation, so we must send a clear, united, and strong message that the international community will never accept a nuclear North Korea.
China responded to news of the test by saying it firmly opposed such actions by Pyongyang. Meantime, Beijing said China has started emergency measures to monitor radiation rates and environmental pollution. This is VOA News.